Hey guys, thanks for tuning into another episode of Just Drew It. Today, I'm 42 hours into a 72-hour fast, and I feel great. I'm kind of hungry. I walked by some honey roasted peanuts earlier, and I just wanted to eat them, but it's gone. I said, no, I'm fasting, and I walked away. It was completely fine. What I have noticed over the past 30 hours or so, actually last night most specifically, is that I've been feeling colder than usual. Typically, I'll sleep with the window open and just like a thin fleece blanket on top of me, and I'll be completely fine all night. But now, fuck that. The window's closed, and I've got a bunch of blankets, and I'm comfortable that way. And layers have been helping too. But that all makes sense because I have less energy. My base metabolism is going down and I'm reserving energy. I don't have a bunch of wasted energy that I can just waste on keeping myself warm. So the body's very smart that way. This morning, I went on one of the most enjoyable one-hour walks that I've ever had, and it was just the simplicity of it. It got a little chilly, but I said, get through it. And now I'm fine. I think I've been completely fine, and I managed to get through that cold because my body is now digesting its fat, instead of just relying on the stored glucose, the quick energy. I listened to a speaker, or I actually watched him present a presentation on fasting. And he essentially compared weight loss. He was talking about weight loss specifically. He compared weight loss as a one-tier system where you kind of have calories in, and that, and then you have your body, which is kind of like signified as a tub. And you have this one reservoir of calories, and then you have calories out. It doesn't work that way. It's more like a two-tier system, your body. You've got quick energy, which is kind of like the refrigerator. That's glucose or glycogen. And then you have a freezer, which is in the basement. It's a little harder to reach. But then you have freeze food, this food that you can't eat right away, and that is fat. And envision a guard standing at the basement door or in front of the door of the freezer, not allowing you to access it. He says, nope, you can't get energy from here. You got to use what's in the fridge first. Once the fridge is depleted, now you have access. The guard goes home. Right? He's on break. Now you have access to what's in the freezer. The only way to really deplete what's in the fridge is to not restock the fridge. It makes complete sense, right? It's so simple. Just stop eating. You're going to use up all the food in the fridge, and then you're going to go into the freezer. It's brilliant. It makes complete... It's like a child saying, you asking a child, how do you lose weight? Stop eating. Yes. That's it. So simple. And I mean, I'm not doing this to lose weight per se. I mean, I guess I could lose a couple of pounds. It's not really a big deal. Mainly I wanted the benefits of the fasting. It's the mental clarity that you get once you stop using glucose and start using ketones. I like to think of it like this. If we were to go back into our ancestors, even like if you believe in evolution, back to the point where we were just little moles in the ground, right? Food wasn't accessible all the time. So we've got all of these genes that enable us to eat, and then have long periods of not eating. When that happens, it's common to think that, oh, if I don't eat, I'm going to get tired, and I'm just going to want to go to sleep. If you were to think about being in the wilderness, you ate and ate and ate, and then you ran out of food. Now you're just going to get tired and you're going to go to sleep to conserve energy. Now think, that doesn't make any sense, because the next day you're just going to be more tired because you've got even less energy, and that's going to compound. Eventually you're just going to die. That doesn't work. What happens instead is, once you use all your carbohydrates, sure, you'll get tired for a day, but then you'll rebound. Once the guard goes home and you start taking energy from the fat, you're going to start getting an increase of energy, a boost. And that is from the ketones. It's almost like it's more efficient for the brain to use ketones. I don't know if that's entirely true, but there is something about using ketones that gives you a heightened sense of alertness and mental clarity. You get things done. You don't want to be lazy. You're not a sloth. It's really, really an interesting concept that nobody is doing, or very, very few people are doing, especially in today's society when all this is very clear. Whatever. I don't know. I dig it. And I'm actually going to start a small community, as I've mentioned before on this podcast. My mother owns a gym, and I train a few clients there. And with this new knowledge that I have from reading this guy's book and listening to his talks on YouTube, I've decided to build a community. It is almost as if obesity, overeating, the obsession that we have with carbs is kind of like an alcoholic's obsession with booze. Okay? You can stop drinking. That's hard. Some people do. But what really works is if you get a community together. That's the glue. That's the secret recipe, the sauce that makes it all happen, the lubricant. It's AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what keeps everybody going. And I kind of want to have that for my community, but not alcohol, obviously. But food, a fasting group, an AA for fasters. Okay, we'll just provide support, because fasting is challenging. It is challenging to smell fried food, be completely starving, you haven't eaten in 2 days, and you smell that and you're just like, oh my God, I want to feast. It's hard to say no, but once you do, the benefits are extraordinary. Thanks for listening to this episode of Just Drew It. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.